I'm sure you've heard in Eyewitness News now running aground there. The Evergreen is more than 400 meters long. It's 49 meters wide. And the blockage there in the Suez Canal is causing quite a bit of a backup within the Suez Straits there. It's leading to many people thinking, hi, is this an opportunity for Cape Town to maybe regain its status as that focal point when it comes to Atlantic or European and Indian maritime transport? Joining me now, maritime lawyer Annika Whelan joins me to share her thoughts. How do you run one of the world's largest container ship aground in the Suez? Annika, how do we know, or what do we know what happened there?
Yeah, Lester, good afternoon. It is an important question. How does this happen in this day and age? The Suez Canal is a very highly regulated piece of water, but accidents happen. We hear from the agents that they say that it suffered a blackout, and of course when a ship blacks out, it has no propulsion and cannot steer. And we hear from its managers that there was a sudden strong wind that caused the hull to deviate and accidentally touched the bottom. So we have conflicting stories, but all we know is accidents do happen.
Financial Times reporting, and I'm quoting, it says that within hours of the blockage, about 10 million barrels of crude and petroleum products had backed up near the north and south entrances of the canal. It's the world's most busiest corridor, particularly connecting Europe and Asia. This could have wide-ranging implications, not only for trade, but also for end users and businesses on either side waiting for products. And, of course, the shipment of petroleum, as I just mentioned. But let's look at the silver lining. This could mean that some maritime traffic could be sent around the southernmost tip of Africa, possibly benefiting Cape Town and South Africa.
Yes, Lester, interesting proposition. I mean, we know that last year 19,000 ships passed through the Suez Canal. It is a very, very very busy piece of water. It is the shortest route between Europe and China. I spoke earlier to Captain Alan Reed, who gave me the statistics on what the voyage would be coming around Cape Town. And according to him, it will be 9 days more, assuming the vessels do 16 knots. And that's approximately 3,500 nautical miles further. So that will be a lot of fuel. Mm. We know that the blockage of the Suez Canal is going to cause delays in the loading and discharge of cargoes. And we know that it is going to generate a multitude of claims around the world.
Who makes those decisions? Is a container vessel that's probably leaving Hamburg or Rotterdam today, that company is probably making the decision. Do they take the chance, go through the Mediterranean, maybe even use the North Antarctic passage, or whether just add in those 9 days and come around the southernmost tip of Africa?
Yes, Lester, that's a logistical decision that will be made probably with a boardroom full of experts, and they will consider the numbers, the costs, the risks, and come to a decision.
Annika Whelan, maritime lawyer, thank you so much for joining us.